Radio Moments.
We start this week looking back 2 years, and on the 4th of August 2011, we lost Michael Bucht.
No money came in at all for nearly 4 months, and the thing was a catastrophe. Not because it wasn't working on its radio, people always forget that. It was because it wasn't, the country was on its knees economically. And we went through two general elections in 6 months and all of that stuff. Afterwards, it came very good.
Michael Bucht, the first official programme controller of Capital in London, and he also cooked up Classic FM amongst his many achievements. Michael died 2 years ago this week. And it's now exactly 5 years since we lost another one of commercial radio's early colourful figures, the first ever MD of Beacon Radio in Wolverhampton.
And then in the hour, depending on what happens in the hour, we will come into the programming and integrate into the programming news bulletins as there is news that merits being aired.
The voice of Jay Oliver, the Californian always described as flamboyant, in the days when he was launching the colourful Beacon Radio in Wolverhampton in those heady 70s days. Jay died this week in 2008. Dale Winton presented on Beacon in his early days, just as he'd done on Trent before that. And it was a warm day this week in 1977 when he made his debut on commercial radio.
Thank you very much, Steve. Right, it's 17 minutes before 4, and I'll see you till 5:30 with the best of music, and this was Land's record of the week for the
Dale
week.
Winton, back in his Trent days, hot foot from the biscuit factory, UBN. Dale's first show on commercial radio proper was this week, 36 years ago. 9th of August, 1991 now, and smiles at Radio 3.
Let's remove the bell.
Just didn't quite get his leg over.
Anyhow, he did very well indeed, batting 131 minutes and hit 3 fours. And then we had Lewis playing extremely well for his 47 not out. Agus, do stop it. He was joined by De Freitas, Lawrence, always entertaining, batting for 35 minutes, hit a four over the wickeepers. Agus, for goodness sake, stop it.
Jonathan Agnew and Brian Johnston on Test Match Special this week in 1991.
He hit a four over the wicketkeeper's head.
Staying with sport, this week in 1921, we had what's claimed to be the first ever commentary. It was play-by-play coverage of a baseball match on KDKA Pittsburgh. Harold Arlin was at the mic. I say mic, actually it was an old phone. And it was a home win, by the way, which must have cheered him up. Finally on sport, this week in 1990, sports coverage moved from Radio 2 to what was Radio 5.
Radio 2 goes racing.
Happy birthday this week to one of radio's finest communicators.
The wind through the rafters calling softly to the Ludlows. For dear daddy, that's Tony Quinn of Gayshill and Utley, who's a patient in Piemont. This comes to you, Tony, from your loving children, Peter, Mary, Judy, Pascal, and Anthony. And I'm to include also Aunt Molly Murphy, who's in Gayshill and a familiar figure on this program.
An early burst of Wogan there from RTE, actually. And Terry is 75 this week. Happy birthday. In these days of speedy broadband, it's fun to look back at the dial-up days, isn't it, when some of radio's online ideas were maybe just a touch ahead of their time. And this week, 12 years ago, GWR put Coco.com on hold. That had been their, you may remember this, their local lifestyle portal, and they said they'd concentrate instead on station websites. August is a month when offshore radio fans shed a tear as they reflect on August 1967. Most of the pirate radio stations took their last breaths that month, including this week that year, Radio 355.
To all of you who have written to me, my thanks. To all who tried to help us, the thanks of all of us. Every one of us here sends you good wishes and our hopes to be back with you someday. We'll miss you, and I hope you'll miss us.
Ted Albury from Offshore Radio 355, ending its days this week in 1967, just before it was outlawed. People feel passionately about radio and about music too, and there was evidence of that this week in 1986. 250 Gary Numan fans picketed Radio 1, demanding more airplay. Casey Kasem is a familiar name around the world. His American Top 40 was networked on hundreds of stations.
You're listening to a countdown of the most popular songs in America. My name's Casey Kasem, and the countdown rolls on.
Number 9.
From England, The Hollies. Second week at number 9 with The Air That I Breathe.
This week in 88, Casey left the show after 18 years. Although he was later to return, his final show made no mention of his departure, apart from the absence of these familiar words.
Join me next week.
3rd of August, 6 years ago, and GCAP combined Classic Gold and Capital Gold to become Gold.
No constraints in the music we play. If it's a great song from any genre during the last 5 decades, then you will hear it on Gold, the radio station created by the merging of the Capital Gold and Classic Gold radio networks. Gold delivering the widest breadth of music currently available anywhere on commercial radio, as well as playing the greatest...
The early days of the Gold Network this week in 2007. So with 5 Midlands FM stations put on the market by Global this week 5 years ago, new logos for the BBC radio stations this week 6 years ago, and Sarah Cox suggesting on Radio 1 that the Queen Mother smelt of wee this week 13 years ago, those are this week's Radio Moments.